بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما حق امرئ مسلم له شيء يوصي فيه يبيت ليلتين إلا وصيته مكتوبة عنده متفق عليه هذا لفظ البخاري وفي رواية لمسلم يبيت ثلاث ليال قال ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه ما مرت علي ليلة منذ سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ذلك إلا وعندي وصيتي حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said it is not correct for a Muslim who has anything to bequeath to spend two nights without having a written will in his possession. It is not correct for a Muslim who has anything to bequeath to some person wants to make a bequest. So Rasulullah says, it is not correct for a Muslim who has anything to bequeath to spend two nights without having a written will in his possession. So this is in the word of Bukhari. Narration of Muslim says to spend three nights. So Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu used to say that not a single night has passed since I heard Rasulullah saying this without my having my will with me. So again, this hadith teaches us that as believers, we should have our bequests written down. It's very, very important so that when a person, upon the person's death, then it is known to the people that certain amount or certain thing has been given as a bequest to another party, somebody who's not going to be his heir. Otherwise, people will not know. So here the hadith is encouraging us, whether it is two nights or three nights, in other words, a very short period of time, within that we should already draw up a bequest or a will should be drawn in which we explain that so much or that part is bequeathed to a certain person. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أخذت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خطوتا فقال هذا الإنسان وهذا أجله فبينما هو كذلك إذ جاء الخط الأقرب رواه البخاري. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, or رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم drew some lines. So he drew one line, he said, this is man. And then he drew another line, he said, this is his death, this is his mort. And he says, فَبَيْنَمَا هُوَ كَذَلِكَ whilst man is occupied in his aspirations, that I'm going to do this, I'll get this, I'll invest this, in 20 years time I'll do that. When suddenly, الْخَطُّ الْأَقْرَبُ, the closest line comes upon him. So there's man, and there's mort. And he has aspirations beyond all that. Not realizing that that moth will come and strike at him at any time. So Rasulullah says that whilst he's still in that, that was planning, I'll do this, I'll do that, suddenly this closer line, there is moth, comes to him. Rasulullah would explain by means of illustration, like a diagram, of course without any murat. So he would draw some lines sometimes. He would show by means of his hand, by way of example, to explain, illustrate to Sahaba, so they could understand the meaning of what he was trying to explain. So a very similar hadith, where Rasulullah drew some lines, he drew like a rectangle, he drew a line going out of the box, few lines from the side coming to the middle line. So in this hadith, وَعَنِ بِنْ مَسْعُودٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ قَالَ خَتَّ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰهُ خَتَّ مُرَبَّعًا Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم drew a square. So we just got to picture this. Rasulullah drew a square. وَخَطَّ خَطًّا فِي الْوَسَطِ خَارِجًا مِنْهُ Then he drew a line through the middle of the square, which extended beyond the square, out of the square now. وَخَطَّ خُطَةً صِغَارًا إِلَى الْهَذَا الَّذِي فِي الْوَسَطِ مِنْ جَانِبِهِ الَّذِي فِي الْوَسَطِ Then he drew some small lines from the middle line within the square, from the sides of the square to the middle line. So he drew one line, he drew a square first, then he drew one line going, cutting through the square, going out. Then he drew smaller lines from the side, from the corners, from the sides, to the middle line. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَقَالَ هَذَا الْإِنسَانِ This line here, this is man. وَهَذَا أَجَلُهُ مُحِيطًا بِهِ أَوْ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِهِ And then he says, see the lines that encircle man, this is his mort, his lifespan. وَهَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ خَارِجٌ And the one that goes beyond the square, right out. وَهَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ خَارِجٌ أَمَلُهُ This is his aspirations. What I will want to do in life. وَهَذِي الْخُطَطَ الصِّغَارِ And all these small lines that come from the side till the middle. And that Rasulullah says, Asal A'rab. Those are the afflictions in life. Sometimes sickness, sometimes accident, sometimes poverty. So he says, فَإِنْ أَخْطَأَهُ هَذَا نَهَشَهُ هَذَا. If this one small line misses him, perhaps an accident he didn't get, then the next one, maybe poverty, whatever it may be, then this one will get him. وَإِنْ أَخْطَأُ هَذَا نَهَشَهُ هَذَا. If he misses that one, then another some type of affliction will get him. So this is life. Rasulullah said, رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي وَهَذِي سُورَتُهُ. So this was the picture. So Rasulullah drew the square, and then one line going beyond, extending out of the square. And then he drew some small lines from the side onto the middle line. So what he said, that this is man. And around man, the square, that is his lifespan. Moth has encircled him. But beyond that, man has all his aspirations, long, long aspirations as to what he will do in life. And the smaller lines are the daily afflictions that overwhelm man. So Rasulullah said, if one affliction misses him, the next one will get him. But the point here is not to have long, long aspirations, but to prepare for moth. Moth has encircled us. When moth will strike, nobody will know. To fulfill our basic needs and necessities, and of course to leave something for our children, is vital, is important. Sharia teaches us that. But person has long, long, long aspirations. What happens? He never sees those aspirations. His whole life just becomes wasted in trying to achieve such aspirations which he will never see in life. More important was to prepare for maut and then life after maut. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.